SAS, the most successful sports information system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent, rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units, 3 units being a max play. SAS is releasing a 3-unit max play tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. Call now, 800-741-1122. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Call now and get the winner of Los Angeles, Seattle tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Profits of 7 units tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Los Angeles, Seattle, free.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
It all starts with just one thing. As the temperatures cool down, remove window air conditioners, rake up leaves instead of using a leaf blower, and be sure your furnace is clean and operating efficiently. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Well, the Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer here on the Bernstein and McKnight show, 670 The Score. Are you guys at a point where you look at different solutions to some of the lineup spots?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, a valid question. I think that I still would say, you know, that this is a group that's, you know, won more games than any team, really, you know, since we've been put together. So there's a lot of positives. There are some areas of frustration, like we just discussed. We haven't been very good in those situations. And, you know, we'll certainly look outside, you know, for answers. I think that whether we find those answers is a question. I think that, you know, the trade market can be tough, and we're not going to make change for change's sake. You know, this is an offense that probably doesn't have quite the depth that it has. Certainly miss Zoe's presence. His quality at bats and his on-base skills.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Questions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station. Jerry DiNardo, Big Ten Network college football analyst. NCAA. Mullion Hawes, college football expert.
Mullion Hawes, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Jerry DiNardo joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Morning, Jerry.
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Well, I guess we learned how good Ohio State is. Not that we didn't know, but they go into Nebraska and win 48-7. That game was over 5 minutes into it. Is Ohio State the best team in the country, Jerry?
Well, I don't know. You know, as you guys know, I live in a bubble, and I haven't watched anybody else play. So, you know, I never want to compare teams that I don't know anything about. I do know this. You know, Justin Fields has exceeded, I think, all of our expectations. The defense has fixed its problems from last year, and I give Ryan Day all the credit in the world because they have changed the schemes. They've helped the linebackers with their fits, which was a lot of the problem last year, voiding gaps because maybe they were too complex. Maybe they felt like they had to have the right defense versus the right formation in the right situation down after down, and the kids aren't necessarily computers. And Ryan Day gets a team ready, even though Nebraska's not very good right now, but I thought this was a big step for Ryan Day. Going on the road, first-time head coach, and he had his team ready.
Jerry, Wisconsin-Northwestern, that game was an example of two pretty good defenses. I think Wisconsin looked like a top-10 team defensively. They struggled against Northwestern's defense running the football, even though they got the hard yards when they needed to. Still pretty baffling to me when Northwestern had an opportunity to, you know, kick the extra point and then Fitz going for it twice down the stretch when they lose 24-15. Did you understand that move, and what was your reaction at the time?
Okay, I didn't see it in real time, but I obviously got into it as soon as I heard about it, and I took Fitz's recommendation. I went to YouTube and watched John Harbaugh. So here's what I think he is saying. He is saying that the numbers, the analytic people that they hired or interacted with during the offseason have convinced them that if you go for it early in the game, if you go for two early in the game, it tells you later on exactly what you need. So if I could follow this, David, and you guys have followed it closer than I have. Okay, so they're down by 15. The conventional wisdom is to kick the point to be down by 14.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's saying, no, not in this situation. Early in the game, what we have learned is you go for two there, so it helps you know what to do at the end. I haven't fully grasped it. I haven't fully put my arms around it. But I have to say, you know, this guy's a pretty accomplished guy. He's a pretty smart guy. And it's maybe a new way of thinking it. So I still have to mess with it. I think it's well thought out. Whether we agree or disagree, he just didn't do it on a whim. Now, if you guys know anything more than what I just said, I'd appreciate it because I'm still trying to figure it out.
Well, it's fourth quarter, Jerry, and I just think that when you have an opportunity, and again, I understand the analytics and the numbers behind it as well, and I respect Fitz as any coach as much as any coach in America because I think he runs a great program. But I will say this, when you miss the two-point conversion, I don't know that you can measure the loss of momentum with a team. And I think when you have a team that is built around emotion and intangibles and all the things that Fitz stands for, and then you have an opportunity like that to keep the momentum alive, because when you miss a two-point conversion and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, it's a bit of deflating at a time in the game when you don't want to be deflated.
Okay, David, so I would say this, okay, when you're doing the analytics before the season, you're not thinking about what you just said. So maybe if Fitz is thinking what you just said wasn't part of the conversation in the summer when they were in the air conditioning in their in their new facility and they were thinking about things and trying to make things better, which coaches do, maybe he didn't think through that part, and maybe now he will. But I think we've summarized the situation pretty accurately. And now, you know, let's see what happens next time he's in that situation. He obviously is going to live with these decisions more than we have. But he certainly has me thinking about this whole,
sure,
this whole topic, and obviously you two guys as well.
I'm curious to talk to you, Jerry, about this whole quarterback go-round thing. And I just find this fascinating. And I know that you're looking at the Big Ten more than anything else. But when you look at the Heisman Trophy race, there are four quarterbacks that seem to be mentioned most often. Jalen Hurts, of course, had to leave Alabama. Tua's at Alabama. That's why Hurts wound up at Oklahoma. Joe Burrow, who started at Ohio State and then wound up at LSU. And, of course, Justin Fields, who had to leave because he was behind Jake Fromm and goes to Ohio State. So there are these weird, like, three of these four guys we're talking about are transfer players. We know that when a quarterback doesn't play, they seem to go find the next team. How the fact that this works, how do you balance that? And what do you think about that idea? Are you better off with a Justin Fields than a Joe Burrow, even though a lot of people think Burrow's probably as good an NFL prospect as anyone, Justin Fields playing phenomenally and really fits in the scheme?
Well, Molly, I hope this gets the adults' attention that set rules and that can change rules. I mean, who can say that those four young people aren't having a great experience, right? And so I go back to the transfer rule. You know, Burrow is better at LSU than he would be at Ohio State. He's not Ohio State's type of quarterback. Now, you could go back and say, why did they recruit him? Well, he was an Ohio kid. His dad was a coach. You know, they can adjust their offense. The spread is very adjustable. If you have a pocket guy like Dwayne Haskins, if you have a runner or a dual threat guy like some of the guys they've had. So, you know, this seems to me to be working. If we are the parents of those four children, they have all found a non-traditional way to have a great deal of success. And a non-traditional thought is that you should be able to transfer without the penalty of sitting out a year. Just like 10 years ago, 8 years ago, we never thought a graduate could transfer and be immediate eligible. Just like we thought if you had the best lawyer, you can argue a case at the NCAA where they gave you an appeal. If you didn't have a high-priced lawyer, you didn't win the appeal. So let's start thinking in terms of this is four examples of how the transfer issue needs to be addressed in modern-day thinking. And that's what I take away from those four quarterbacks.
And, Jerry, nobody's going to feel sorry for college football coaches today based on how much money they make. But I have to look at the Rutgers situation and wonder what they're doing after four games firing Chris Ash. Now, I'm not going to make a case for him keeping his job at the end of the year. I'm not going to necessarily argue that he was doing a great job and running a terrific program. But four games in, I don't know what you're accomplishing unless he did something, you know, inappropriate, unless he did something illegal, unless he broke, violated some rule that we're unaware of. But what was behind that, and what did you think of it?
Okay, so obviously it was bad timing getting Michigan after they got thumped at Wisconsin, right? So I'm hoping that they didn't overreact to a highly motivated, more talented Michigan team. But here's the one thing that Patrick Hobbs, the AD, David, said in the press conference. We believe we have more talent on this team than we're showing. Okay, and I have said this over and over as a coach who's been fired, and we won't get into my personal feelings about my firing, but here's what I've learned. When the AD no longer believes in your plan, whether it be 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, that's the time to separate. Everyone's making enough money. Firing a coach that has made generational wealth isn't the worst thing that's ever happened to a person. Now, whether Chris Ash has made generational wealth or not, I don't know, but he will as a coordinator and so on and so forth. Okay, so if Patrick Hobbs believed in Chris Ash's plan going into this year, and he said, I have to see a little bit more. Once he said they have more talent than we're seeing, is there any worse evaluation that somebody wants to hear? That means you're underachieving, right? That means you're undermotivating, you're underachieving, whether it's true or not. You know, Chris Ash probably has something to say whether it's true or not. You know, and he might say, Patrick Hobbs, you don't know what the talent is. I'm a football coach. So, but my point is, once Patrick Hobbs said, I don't believe in this, the sooner you do it, the better as you prepare to hire a new coach.
Jerry, a couple of the big games this week, Iowa at Michigan and Michigan State going into Ohio State, which, I mean, we talk so much about Ohio State because of the explosive offense. I think Chase Young has 8 sacks in 5 games, something like that. Now, I don't know, you're probably watching a lot closer. Is that due to the situation where they're getting so far ahead, teams are throwing more? And, you know, it seems like he's having a great year.
No, Molly. I mean, he got a sack or a near sack in the first play of the Nebraska game. No, this kid, you know, I mean, I'm not sure I'm qualified to say he's better than both of the Bosa brothers, but I'm qualified to say there's a conversation there that he's going to be a first rounder. He could be the first pick in the draft, depending on who gets the first pick and if they need a rusher. No, this guy is absolutely legit. Urban and I did this one breakdown of him. There's a point where he rushes the quarterback. I can't remember what game it is. And him and the other defensive end are at the same level. And Chase makes a 90-degree turn because the quarterback steps up. And the other rusher, who's also a very good player, he's kind of bowing his rush. This guy can turn on a dime like he's some point guard that weighs 185 pounds. I mean, he's unbelievable talent. And there's times, obviously, and this happens to every Ohio State player, there's times when he's just flat out better than the opponent. Hmm. And when you add the two things up, you know, it's a dangerous mix.
Great stuff. Jerry, thank you. Great catching up with you.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Jerry.
It.
Thanks, guys.
That is Jerry DiNardo. Always a joy to talk to Jerry. And he's right. Chase Young is the real deal. He's the goods, buddy. He's the only defensive player in the Heisman
He's a
watch.
Game wrecker.
He is a – oh, and God knows
That's
you need
high
those.
Praise.
You need those on any football team, pal. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
Have a smart speaker at home? It's easy to listen to the score. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 the score from radio.com and stream the score live from your smart speaker instantly.
Hey. Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install carpets, heating and cooling systems, sheds, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Hank Williams Jr.
Hey, it's David Hall, and I like using Uber for rides around town. Might even use an Uber to get to that concert on Saturday night. And I had a driver recently tell me he loves driving with Uber, too. So now, if you start driving with Uber, I bet you'll love it. One reason? Well, Uber guarantees earnings offers for new driver partners so you'll know how much you'll earn. When you drive with Uber, you'll have phone support 24/7 and get the help you need when you need it. Uber also maintains auto liability insurance on behalf of drivers in case of a covered accident. And in addition to being your own boss, working on your own schedule, when you drive with Uber and sign up for instant pay, every day can be payday. You can cash out up to 5 times a day. And here's the kicker. Uber is providing a limited time earnings guarantee offer so you know in advance what you'll earn. So right now, all new Uber driver partners can earn at least $2,500 in Chicago for their first 400 trips completed within 90 days of sign up. Limited time offer, terms apply. If you don't make the guaranteed amount of $2,500 in fares for your first 400 trips, Uber will pay the difference. So sign up today at uber.com/drive. That's uber.com/drive. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know what it takes to run
SAS, the most successful sports information system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent. Rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units. 3 units being a max play. SAS is releasing a 3-unit max play tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. Call now. 800-741-1122. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Call now and get the winner of Los Angeles, Seattle tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Profits of 7 units tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Los Angeles, Seattle, free.
What's the big deal, deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match, two or more, $5.99 each at Domino's.
2-item minimum, pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Napa know-how.
Why should you buy a 99-cent Napa bag? Because it's no ordinary bag. It can save you 20% on 3 or more items you can fit inside. Some call that magic. Others say it's the 8th wonder of the world. But whatever it is, it's the best way to save you 20% on brakes, filters, wipers, and more. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/19.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
I actually got a quote from you, Jason. You say, you can't read about Javi. You got to watch him.
I mean, it's like playing with a superhero because he's trying to win at everything. You got to see the game on the field that he's playing, man. He plays the game within the game so well. Like yesterday, bloop hit.
That read that he got.
That read he got, he just kept running. And the guy threw the ball in. Like, he ran before the guy threw the ball. The guy's throwing the ball in, and Javi's on it for the third base. Like,
I've seen him do that now enough times to go that it's not luck. This is a guy who gets it. And to see the outfielder throw to second while Javi's pretty much standing on third was like, you have not read your scouting report.
Right.
Because that guy seems to do that all the time.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
It's almost Halloween. Goblins and their parents will soon be at your door. To make your house the best stop on the block, start at the Home Depot for a selection so good, it's scary. Like animated skeletons, cackling witches, pirates, and more. You can see them now at a store near you. Or if you can't scare up the time, get free delivery on Halloween decor. This year, Halloween lives at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on online eligible products only. Restrictions apply while supplies last. U.S. only.
Chicago Wolves start pursuing the Calder Cup on Saturday night. Allstate Arena, the place for opening night tickets. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We are winners. We are the Wolves.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score.